This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The rules are set for how Colorado restaurants can reopen for dine-in service. They require distance between tables and parties of no more than 8 people. The state health department released the rules Sunday. Restaurant workers have to wear face masks, and restaurants can't offer self-service stations or seat-yourself options. The guidelines also suggest that restaurants ask customers to sign in so they can be notified if an infection occurs. The losses are piling up at Colorado casinos. Typically, casinos would take in about $60 million in April. This year, nothing. David Farahi runs Monarch Casino in Black Hawk. He says casinos are developing reopen protocols like frequently washing slot machines.
We've spent a lot of time to be ready so that as soon as the governor gives us the green light, we can open in a safe way.
Sports betting is open online and on apps, but with most pro sports shut down, there isn't much to bet on. Coloradans in resort communities are finding it hard to bounce back economically because of expensive housing and the lack of tourism. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
It's not just the areas around Aspen and Vail. In Ouray County, there aren't any major ski resorts, but residents spend almost 40% of wages on rent, on average, to live in a place known for outdoor recreation and scenic vistas. And wages are lower compared to ski towns. The firm Headwaters Economics says in a new study that Colorado has one of the largest clusters of high-cost recreation in the country. And unaffordable housing creates a baseline of financial hardship that's making it harder to weather the pandemic. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.